Seydi. There was a funny miscommunication. The title that I had given was Seder with Rabbi Nachman, but it came out on all the things that came out with Reb Nosson. So, but I know that Rabbi Nachman would be very proud, and the Reb Nosson would be very embarrassed. But of course, they're inseparable. That was the title, was the Seder with Rabbi Nachman, but without Reb Nosson, we don't have an inkling of what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. So, this is the background of the Shiur, which is give you a little bit of a minute where this is coming from. Everybody here knows that the Torah of Rabbi Nachman and Reb Nosson, it's a yam, it's an ocean. There's a Sefer, Chukas HaPesach, it's around 600 pages more, that goes every Torah and look at the Maran. How it connects to Pesach, every Torah. It's just a little bit. There's so much. This year I was zechut to be in Yerushalayim, and Shlomo Arba shopping at the Svarim sale, Yad Kislev, and the week of Yad Kislev in Ben Yonehu, it was a huge Svarim sale, and they had this Haggadah called Haggadah Rabbi Nachman. There are a number of Haggadahs over the years where they were malakate from Rabbi Nachman. They gather together teachings, Torahs from Rabbi Nachman. On the Haggadah. This one in particular I find absolutely magnificent. It's not the exact Lashon of the Torah from Lukut Maran, or from Rabbi Nosson of Lukut Halachos, but it's a sort of an adaptation, a modernized adaptation of some of the Torahs on the Haggadah. And there's also some very, very special artwork that's done. Just the whole thing is beautiful. I don't know if it made it here. I think they were all sold out over there. So I don't know if any of them made it here. But it's a mashu miuchad. I had big hasagas that we're going to do like 10 of these. First I cut it down from 20. It was very hard for me to do the 10 shtiklach. I don't think we'll finish more than 5 or 6. But let's begin. To imagine what it was like to be in that place at that time with the tzaddik. Chometz HaMatzah. We try to do each one very quickly. We can spend a lot of time on each one just to try very quickly to get a taste of Breslov, of that world of Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson coming into Yontif. HaMatzah Mesamelas is Etzem HaViyosa Shul HaOdam. Matzah, this is really a very big yesod that we learned last year when we spent this time learning Maharal. We were learning Maharal on the Haggadah. That Matzah is Mesamelas is Etzem Havayos Shel HaAdam. Matzah is the person himself. It's the Etzem of the person himself. Before there have been any embellishments, before any other ingredients are added, before somebody is imitating, is influenced by, impersonating, and so on. Matzah is what it is. Chametz already goes off into another world, right? But matzah is what it is. That's the Maharal's Torah. Hamatzah mesamelas is etzem havayos shel ha'adam. Es hachelek ha'pnimi b'soicha sheshoyef l'tov u'mavakish achrav. It's that inner part of a person that hasn't been affected. It's the person himself who Hashem created that wants to do the right thing. Hachelek shu chavshi m'morkavos. It's that part of us that's free from anything that's artificial, that's not really who we are. We gather the chametz along the way. As children, we already begin to learn from an early age to copy, to imitate, and to try to please, and so on. So the person himself, the unadulterated actual person, is matzah. The person who's become filled with artificial ingredients is chametz. So the matzah part of ourselves is chofshi mihashpos chavrosios, free from cultural influences from the outside, chavshi meharotzen hidamas la'adam acher, to be free from that need to be like somebody else, to be like someone else. Lu'umazayis, on the other hand, a chametz mesamal es kol oisem hergelim or etzaynes chitzaynim. Chametz means all of the habits, all of those desires that are external, that are not really coming from the person himself. Shehadam nelas l'saga la'atzmai machem se'ilutzim shoynim v'heder hezabayinus. The person is just compelled, is sort of swept along because of all types of pressure from the outside, and he just stops really looking at who he is. Men in yoni ha'chametz halalo nimtzayim ha'ritzaynus l'hiroos mutzlach. Included on the list of chametz, chametzdeke products inside of us, are the ritzaynus that we have lihiraos mutzlach, to appear successful, the need to appear successful to other people, the need to impress, to appear successful, ahuv, the tremendous need to be loved, to be appreciated, to be admired, ahuv v'chashuv. Ritzonos ha'hoivchem es ha'poshut v'hanoim shebechaim. These ritzonos, these needs. Hoivchem es ha'poshut v'hanoim shebechaim. They transform this simple and pleasant life that a person was created to live, to be himself and to be satisfied, to be happy with who he is. The murkav, somebody that's complex, that's Murkav means composite, that's composed of pieces from other places, but not him. And that's why he's never, ever satisfied, because it's not really him. And these needs push a person continuously. In an unclear direction, because since it's not really him, he doesn't know where he's being taken. He's being taken for a ride, but he doesn't know where he's going. What's important, priorities are confused. What should be now is put off. What shouldn't be at all is happening now, and so on. Ritzonos tefelim ela, these ritzonos that we're talking about, the need to be successful, to appear successful, and to be loved and chashuv, and so on. These ritzonos hisyashvu al nafshu shel ha'adam. They become intertwined. They become part of the soul of a person, and mitzikim lo, and cause it tremendous aggravation and pain. Machlishim also, and weaken the light of the nefesh, which is the light of oneself. Shoavim es kaicha, and draw out and empty it of its strength. Umoinu mimenu es tifkuda hatakin, and prevents the person from carrying out what he really needs to do in life, who he really needs to be, and what he needs to do. Pesach u'nekudas ha'aschola chashuva b'chayva p'nimim shalom. Pesach is the beginning. It's the opportunity to clean out the chametz. It's the time to be able to come back to that person who I really am, to be free. Zui ha'nekuda bahu yoytze mechoshach l'or. That's the nekuda when a person comes to that place, he's able to get out of the darkness and come to light. Migolus lecheris, like we say in the Haggadah, from exile to freedom. Lachain b'nekudas zman zu alav lirais keitzot laharfid minavsho es kol hachametz. Therefore, the ikar avayda this time of the year is to think about how is it possible for me to separate the chametz, to first of all find the chametz, to be able to be honest and to find the chametz in myself. I was just talking to somebody who was telling me that, you know, what he's going through during therapy. And anybody who's been in therapy knows that to a large extent it's really the opportunity of a person just to think about himself and to talk about himself to someone else. If the therapist has some insight or something to say, it's already a chiddush and you probably have to pay double or something. But just that the person's actually talking about who he was and who he is, that's a chiddush. And that could be an unbelievable catharsis for a person to get to the chametz, to find those crumbs that have, not just crumbs, those big loaves that have gotten wedged into his soul over the years and have made him into somebody who he's not, and he's not happy being this way. As kol oisan tchunos amidas, all of these characteristics, all of these midas that are disguised and make him believe that they're him. And to clean out the chametz and to remain confident with gevura. Imishahu be'emes, with who you are, be'emes. Gam kasha huroa ki bimkom kikar tfucha v'yofa. Now, as long as you were faking, as long as you were impersonating, you convinced yourself, and maybe you were successful in convincing others, that you are a beautiful, inflated piece of chametz. Chametz is nice. Chametz looks nice. It looks nice. And you gave a good impression. So even if bimkom kikar tfucha v'yofa, even if now that you've cleaned out the chametz, you no longer give the impression, and you no longer have the appearance of that extravagant, beautiful, you know, layer cake or some beautiful. You no longer have that appearance. You're not giving that impression. Instead, hu nishar b'sach hakol im matzadaka pshuta. You're back to a matzadaka pshuta, to a very, very simple and thin matzah. That's who you are. That's how you began in this world. But olav ladah, so that could be scary. Letting go of that act of the routine, letting go of the you know, Oscar winning performance that you've been carrying on your entire life could be scary. And now once you deflate that chametz and you look at yourself, it's a matzah pshuta, it's a simple matzah. But olav ladaz ki oisai ma'at, but the person has to know that little piece of matzah that's you, hu hamafteach l'chofesh ha'amiti, is the key to true freedom. L'chofesh ha'amiti. V'haderech ha'yechida, and it's the only path, ha'yichol l'azol l'achzol ha'atzmo, that can help a person to return to himself. V'luchios eschayev, and to live his life. Karpas. I'm going to be skipping and I'm going to all the simonim. I know if you can get the Haggadah, you should get the Haggadah, you learn it. The whole thing of Baruch Hashem, I read the whole thing to pick out just a few of them. Karpas. So karpas is a funny little thing. It's a funny little thing. Everybody's hungry, the kids are starting to grab me. He said, no, you can't eat. You can't eat the shear, has to be careful. I can't eat that. And don't forget to have in mind how it's a funny little thing. So Menachem teaches that la'achas she'adam noitel yodav la'chila, after washing the hands, megiyah b'derech klal suda. Usually, after you wash your hands, megiyah b'derech klal suda d'shaina. After you wash your hands, normally the rest of the year you're going to sit down and have a delicious meal. Hapam achmen til sidaim, but here after urchatz, we wash our hands, of course, without a brocha. Ano ochlam karpas b'lvat. You just have this little, whatever your minig is to use, a little piece of potato, a little piece of celery, whatever it is, a tiny little thing. Madua, why? Ha'odam muna mitoich rotson niflov yekar, the gilish shleimus shel totzos. A person is motivated with a wondrous will and desire, which is very, very special, which is yakar, which is precious, to reach shleimus shel totzos. To reach a place of greatness, of perfection, and to see the results in his life of his learning and of his davening and of his mitzvahs and so on, to see it. Lemimush shel sheifus, to actualize, to be able to put into practice his sheifus, his yearnings, his longings, his aspirations. La'atzovas yodim v'hasagosam, to have goals and to achieve them. To achieve those goals. Kasher b'hatam la'amidoso b'yodim kach u'marichas atzmo. And because of that, it's man's nature to define himself, to judge himself by whether he was successful in actualizing those shaivas. Whether he was am I a successful person depends upon whether or not I actually was able to bring into my life, to realize in my life, and to make these things happen, what I was longing for, what I wanted. There are times, and this is very tricky, but there are times that if a person looks at himself in this way, Zutia ta'us gedola, could be a tremendous mistake. Ta'us gedola, tremendous mistake. Shekein le'itim, ein ma'isav oilem kefir etzona, because it often happens in life, I was talking about this a little bit on Shabbos, that when I was talking about the Mishkan Lamala and the Mishkan Lamata, that what you imagined and what you built in your mind with that she'ifa, and what you were hoping for, and what you saw as the defining feature of your life was that she'ifa, and then what happens that in the Mishkan Shalmata, the Mishkan in this world, in your actual life, didn't work out that way, and it oftentimes is very far from that. Oftentimes there are obstacles that from outside, from inside, and it doesn't turn out the way that you want it. Not in your ruchnias, not in the gashmias, in your business aspirations and shifas, in marriage with the kids, and the world is filled with disappointed people, heartbroken people. So Rabbi Nachman taught that all of Lilmoid Bizmanim Eila Ketzel Matena Shifa, so how Bilti Mispasheris, the Shleim, as a person, has to learn how to soften, how to make gentler, how to balance, how to be patient with this Shifa that he had before that was Bilti Mispasheris. It was an uncompromising goal that he has set for himself. And oftentimes, especially with young men, the goals are very, very unreasonable. They're goals that really he heard from a Rebbe, he heard from a teacher who maybe reached those. I don't believe in most cases that they did, but he heard about these things and he saw about them in Svarim, and then he sets himself up to reach these goals, and it was something that was not shaykh really to him at that point in his life. And then what happens is Yeyush, and there's terrible, terrible despair, achzova, disappointment. And therefore there are times in a person's life where the ikra avoda at that time, now how to know when is it that time, but he doesn't go to right now. But there are times when it's very important to switch from that great ideal, from that Mishkan Shalmala, from the Luchos Rishonas, from that picture of perfection, or as I called it this Peshab, is the artist's rendition of how things should be, to switch and to look carefully and to rejoice. Look at his life. To be besimcha with the small and simple accomplishments of his life. That he was masliach with. To look at his hatzlachas. Not to look at what he hasn't accomplished, but to look at what he has accomplished. And to see these hatzlachas. And to rejoice with these hatzlachas. In the journey of life, a person has to equip himself with this tnuas nefesh, with this way of looking at things. To be able to quickly switch, when it's necessary. Again, a person should have goals and should have aspirations. He's not saying that we shouldn't try hard to be good and to reach reasonable goals. But a person... when a person begins to taste the tiniest little taste of Yeyush, of Achzova, and then he sees that his davening is no longer davening, and he loses his cheshik for learning, or in his marriage, or when it comes to the kids, and so on, then Rabbi Nachman teaches he has to be very quick, la'achlif, k'tzarech es madadei ha-mivchan, he has to very quickly switch to a different standard of of measuring himself, of looking at himself, of judging himself. That's another way that he evaluates himself. And to be able to come to that place to know that even though I was prepared, I washed my hands, and I thought I was going to have, my expectation was that I was going to have a lavish, extravagant suuda, perfect kids, perfect wife, perfect Yiddishkeit, v'chulu, hatzlocha gedola, big hatzlocha. Yitachein v'yolov lahavris kol amarocha saharocha hatzmis el matzav karpas. Could be that the time has come for you to be careful and to be grateful for the little piece of celery that you have and to taste how good that is, the dvar pshutim, the simple things and the good things that you've accomplished. V'lismach b'mu'at shebemu'at. And to rejoice with that little bit. As Rabbi Nachman always said, the what? Abyssal is oich good. That a little bit is also good. And he wasn't saying not to shoot for greatness. He was a great person. And he pushed his chevra to greatness. But he always taught them to be careful to know when to switch over to the from the big suda to the karpas. And to be mesamech oneself, even with that little piece of karpas. Yachatz. Ketzad nitan lahamshach, so breaking the matzah and putting aside the piece for the afikomen. Ketzad nitan lahamshach v'lasas toiv gamka she'ein ma'asein anois and pri. This is very much connected to the last tire. How could I continue to be good? I want to be good. I've tried being good. But l'maisa ein ma'asein anois and pri. I do good things. I've tried to be good. And I don't see that it comes out l'maisa in a good way. It doesn't bear fruit. Don't see results for all the good that I've invested. Sometimes when it comes especially to children, you put all your kaiches, your kishkes into the kid, and you say, what's the tachlis of being so good to him? And what's the tachlis of trying so hard? When ein ma'asein anois and pri, it's... Ketzad nitan lezmoideh hematchusha hakosha shalam ros ma'amatzeinu harabim. How can we contend with this challenge of this feeling that we have, that despite all of our hard efforts and many efforts, lo daish einon miskadmim, not only are we not progressing, not only are we not moving forward, elaf nesoigim lachor, they're going backwards. We're moving backwards. Some ramzim lona mesadvi hagodeh b'maise chatzias hamatza. So here's the remez of breaking the matza of yachatz. V'atmonas chelka hagodel atziyum shel hasuda. And the larger piece of the matzah, of course, is put aside and is hidden for tzofen for the afikayim. Kes totzos ma'aseinu hatoivim, Reb Nachman always taught, and that whole Torah in Memches and Tinyanim Memches, which is an unbelievable chizik. Tinyanim Memches, the biggest chizik of all. Look at them around. Kes totzos ma'aseinu hatoivim, Reb Nachman always said, the ikur is to do good, to do what's right and to do good. But the toitzos ma'asein ha'toivim, but the results of our good behavior, the results of all the good things we try to do, ain't ani yuchal m'lerois. We can't see. Kol oid anu b'mahalach ha'derech. While you're still on the journey, while you're still in this world, it's very, very, very rare to see the totzaot, the toitzos, the results of my efforts. And the nature of a person is that, especially that's the way we were raised in America, is that you want to see the results immediately. To see immediately. Some of the older chaver remember that when you took a driving test back when we were kids, we took the driving test, they didn't tell you whether you passed or you failed. You had to wait to see if it was going to be a fat envelope or a skinny envelope. If it was a skinny envelope, it means you failed. Because they had nothing to tell you except you failed. It was a fat envelope, it had the papers to fill out. But they didn't tell you on the spot. There was a certain, I guess, there was a certain tkufa that they were nervous that the guy would shoot the person who was testing. Now I know they became less afraid of that. I don't know, but now they tell you right away. They tell you right away. So we're used to that. We want to know, tachlis, did I pass? How did I do? So we want to see results, and we want to see them now. When it comes to work, If a guy is 21 years old and he doesn't know why, he's not a multimillionaire, he's already working for 3 months. He doesn't know what's going on. Then we're going to be very, very let down. When you really have those expectations to see the results of all the tov in your life, to see them in this world and in this life, and earlier than when you're old, but to see them now, there could be terrible disappointment. And the person could just give up and walk away. But if we're wise, if we think it through, not to become disappointed, if we don't see immediate results, often there are setbacks. Not only do we not see payers, but things are worse than they were before. V'namshich kadima, our job is kadima, to keep on doing good. Namshich kadima, mitoy chayamuna, ki atoyiv hu toyiv. I had this conversation with a father yesterday. I was talking to somebody on the phone. He was telling me that he's been trying for the last 6 months a new mahalach with his teenage son. It's a new, totally new mahalach, because the old mahalach wasn't working. He tried a whole new mahalach. I said, I'm always interested to hear. I said, what's the new mahalach? And I tried talking to him nicely. As I tried to be nice to him. As a new mahalach. I never tried it with any other kids. With this kid, he said, I tried this mahalach. Mamish, I've been for 6 months. I never once yelled or this. I said, yes. So he says, terrible. Mamish, terrible. Guy takes advantage. He was like, so now he's telling me that there's no tachlis. It's like, why should I be nice? It doesn't help. Doesn't help. Why should I be nice? So he's holding by going back to the old mahal. The old mahal. But you know, you can't blame a guy. He feels it. It's a terrible feeling. But Rabbi Nachman says, "Dik is namshich kadim, weiter, go weiter. It's good. You do the right thing. Mitoy chamuna, ki atoyv hu toyv, ki atoyv hu toyv. The Rosh Hashanah is that you talk to the kid in a nice way. Atoyv hu toyv." Even if you don't see that it works, it didn't work. Hatoyv hu toyv. Gam kasha ein meluva birigshay shel hisayrus v'simcha. Even if you don't see that it brings to all kinds of emotions of excitement and of joy, the ikur is toyv. Niachov shiim lahamshich v'lasas toyv tamid. The ikur is lasas tov tamid. To always be good, to do the right thing, and to be good. Kach nuchal leiskadim b'chayenu. In this way, Rabbi Nachman teaches, one can move forward in life. Mibli livdoi kol hazman, without checking all the time. This is a very big inyan, as you know, by the Bali Musa, which by the Talmid Baal Shem was something which was considered to be very dangerous and used in the wrong way. Of course, this cheshbon hanefesh, but how to use it and when to use it, and in our generation befrat. So he says, "Mibli livdo kol hazman on a miskadme matzlichim." The thinking of where am I holding? Like, you know, the mayor of New York used to always ask, "How am I doing?" He used to ask everybody, "How am I doing?" You know, to find some way to evaluate, to get a test. Where? How am I doing? Am I successful? Am I succeeding? Stop looking every single thing, every minute. The toiv that I'm doing in my life, does it make me feel good? Does it make me feel satisfied or gratified or accomplished and so on? Rabbi Nachman says, but at some point, either in this life or beyond this life, we're going to be surprised and our eyes are going to see totsos ma'aseinu, the results of all the good that we did. And that's true of each person, that's true of Am Yisrael. The results, way beyond anything we could have ever, ever, ever imagined. The toiv, if we just are good, way beyond anything we could imagine. V'na'amod mishtoimim, and we'll be standing in shock, in wonder. El mul haderech arucha she'asino, of all that we did, and of all that we accomplished, of all that our tov was able to do. Lachain, therefore, as afikaimen, therefore, dessert. The treat. That means seeing the totsa'ot, seeing the results of the toiv of your life. Dafi Kaiman. That's a chelak hagadol mishnei chalkei hamatzah sheshavarna. That's the big piece of the matzah. That's the big piece. You can never ever imagine how big it is. Hamasarmalas taitzos maaseinu, because that's a symbol of the results of being good, of what's going to be given to us, either in this world or, of course, mostly beyond this world. That's the big piece of matzah, the big, big afikarma, the dessert. Oitfim b'matpaches, but it's covered. It's hidden. It's put inside a napkin or some kind of a cloth. It's hidden. Machbiyim u'mashirim l'sof. It's hidden and it's waiting until the end. It's not going to be right now, but it's going to be at the end. Next, Hamelach Karelacha. Okay, you know that by the four sons, the Chassidim love the Tam. We spoke about that many times over the years. It doesn't say the Chacham is a tzaddik. It says it's a Chacham, and by Rabbi Nachman, Chacham is it means a Chucham. It doesn't mean a tzaddik necessarily. Or else it would say tzaddik, because it says Rosh. So the opposite of Rosh is a tzaddik. So that's a strange thing that says Chacham and Rosh. So the tzaddik and the Talmid Baal Shem didn't have much patience for the Chacham. They didn't admire him. He's clever and he has good questions, but they love the Tam. They love the Tam. And we got stuck, of course, on the Maxwell House Haggadahs, or like with the dumb pictures, the cartoons, and they make the Tam look like an idiot. The Tam's not an idiot at all. Kate said, Hayinam gave him. Now here, he's referring to, of course, the famous story of Rabbi Nachman's Chacham and Tam, the story of the Chacham and Tam, which one has to really learn that story carefully by Riches, the whole story of those two, the Chacham and the Tam. Kate said, Hayinam gave him. Now he's referring to the beginning of the story. How would we react? In the Pesach, if suddenly Hayimegiyeh El Beitainu Shliach Hamediyeh Lanu Ki Hamelach Mevakish Lihi Pageshimon. How would we feel? Oh, we don't have a musag of a king anymore, but just from our knowledge of history, what a king was, what would it feel like if suddenly you received a letter that the king wanted to meet you? Rav Hanoshim Yevakshu Meashliach Laniach Lehem Lanavsham. Most people, like the Chacham in the story of the Chacham and the Tam, most people would tell this guy that's posing as some sort of a shliach of the king, "Laniach lehem lenafshin, do me a favor, leave me alone." Shekein mekanenes beliba machshav v'shein heim masbik chashuvim, because the person feels within himself that it's not shayach that he should ever be invited to the king. Why would the king ever want to see a person like me? So even if this shliach is a legitimate shliach, it's like a hoax. It's some kind of a scam. Somebody's playing a game to Ki'ilu, I was invited by the king. A person like myself would never get an invitation from the king. Therefore, this person, the Chacham, stays in the house. He doesn't go with the Shliach. He doesn't go to the palace. He doesn't believe he's invited. Hatam, on the other hand, the Tam, Lumasa, Meniach Besadis HaCheshbainis HaMakavim, he doesn't get into all these Eitzadas HaCheshbainis. Am I worthy? Am I not worthy? Why would I be invited? There are millions of other people, so how come I would get invited? He doesn't make these cheshbainas. Mis'ala mehape'er ben gordlo v'chashivusa shel hamelech. He ignores the gap, the huge gap between the greatness and the chashivus of the king, leben pashtusa shelo, and his own simplicity, v'kishlanoisav, and his many failures and merubim in life. He doesn't think about that. He's mis'alim that. Not because he's foolish. Ma'amin lebesur hamesamachas. He believes the good news. Whatever the king, I don't know why he wants to see me, but I'm going. Loivesh es begodif, he gets dressed. Umuchan keherifayin, in a split second, he's ready, leleches hamashliach, to go with the guy. Hanimshal, of course, hu hakesher shalonim in bari olam, is our kesher with the Creator. Him kasher oimim lanu ki hamelech yismach shenedar v'yimai. When you hear some mashpia, some rebbe, some tzaddik, whatever it is, or you look in a sefer, and it says that hamelech, that the king of all kings is waiting for you to speak to him, would have the biggest hana if when you come to shul today, you would talk to him. or when you're not in shul, but not to talk to your next door neighbor, but to talk to him be'emes, and that he would have the biggest nachas ruach. And you see this in a sefer, or you hear this in a shmuz. Would we jump at that opportunity, at that invitation, knowing that the king has invited you and he wants more than anything to have some time with you alone? Or instead, does the person think there's an infinite gap that separates between myself? In my mind, there's an infinite gap between myself and the one who's infinite, and the Baruch Shalom. So therefore we make the mistake to think that we're of no interest. I'm of no interest to the king of all kings. What Indian do I have with the king of all kings? Why would he care about my Shemin Esrei? Why would he care whether I make a shahakal, a nice shahakal? Why would he care? So Mimela, why would he care if I look at something I shouldn't look at on the film? So shaykhs I have with the king, I'm not on his royal roster or whatever it is. I'm not on his part of his Facebook something or other. Why would he care? Hayim naskil lahavin ki onu chashuvim v'yikarim lebari erlam. Do we understand that we're chashuvim v'yikarim lebari erlam? That we are important, yikarim, and dear, lebari olam loy kesh lemaaseinu hashlachaseinu, and has nothing to do with how smart I am, or how dumb I am, or how matzliach I am, or not matzliach, how many mitzvahs I did, or aveiros I did. Haim natzliach lahachlif es tchushas arichuk hakasha. Can we be successful in switching, in removing, in substituting this feeling of distance that we live in, ba'anu chayim b'tchushas noichachus, and switch it for a feeling of shivisa Hashem l'negdi samet, that my life is being lived mamish in the royal chamber of the king, standing in front of the king. V'shutfus kvua shel hamelach b'chayim, and that I'm mamish b'shutfus kvua, I'm working together, my whole life is working with the king. Keman l'shel also ha'pshuta shel hatam, the answer to the simple question of the Tam in the Haggadah of Mazois, the answer to the question of the Tam, Hamam b'nochuchus Hamelach, who believes in the presence of the King, like kol merkavus miuseres, without any complications, any fancy pshetlach, just he's the King in fact, and he wants me, Mazois. That's the question. Dai loim loos advarim kahvayosam. You don't have to get into all pilpulim for the Tam. You don't have to go into pilpulim for the Tam. You don't have to tell them there are 4 sheetahs like this and 12 sheetahs like that, and it's machloikis. It's machloikis. What's the nature of Hashgacha Pratis between the Rambam and the Ravid and the Ramban and the Tam just says mazois. Again, he's not dumb. He'd be much smarter than the Chacham. It's not SAT. It's not IQ. You just tell them the simple, plain truth. In a simple way. That's what he's asking. What is this? Mazlis. What's the whole Indian here, Chavir, tonight? What's going on? He doesn't go, Machuk and Mishpatim. Hey, this Chuk and Mishpatim. Mazlis, what is this? He's totally straight. He's totally honest. Because really, if we all be honest and straight, any time to be to open up any sefer, or any time we hear a shiur, we'd say, what's this does? What are you talking about? But we don't. We say, I don't understand Tosha's second question. Kilo, I understood the first question. And then we understood everything until Tosha's second question. I understood everything. I understood all of Yiddishkeit. You know, and I know, that when it comes to all of Yiddishkeit, every one of us could ask just that, could say just that. Mazois, what is this? Mazois, what is this? Just tell me straight. I don't know all the fancy stuff. I'm happy to learn. He's a smart guy. But Batman, just tell me Mazlis. Like, what does the king want? Madu tzarech seder Pesach. And the Teres is, we tell the Tam, ki b'choy zikyot ha'tzion ha'melech in Mitzrayim, b'choy zikyot ha'tzion ha'melech in Mitzrayim, b'choy zikyot ha'tzion ha'melech in Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. I told this to you a number of times over the years, that years ago, when we were living in Far Rockaway, right before Pesach, these two, these college guys came to our house. Somebody sent them from some Kiruv place to come to us for the Seder. It was mamash, 15 minutes before candlelight, these guys showed up. I remember they were in Brandeis University and they came for the Seder. And my parents were over that wasn't a good shidduch at all, the whole thing, because they had like a million questions and stuff and all kinds of things. And my father just wants to say the Haggadah, you know, and my mother's nervous about the food. You felt this pressure, everybody knows. So in the middle of the Haggadah, and my father has such a sweet nusach, the old Hungarian Jews, they have a nusach, how they say the Haggadah. And you know, this guy pipes up and he says, but Rabbi, how do we really know that God exists? This is what he asks the sailor. So my father like puts his glasses down like this. You know, I knew he was going to. He didn't say anything until then. Then my father says, "What are you asking? What do you mean? We're just reading that he took us from Mitzrayim. It says that he took us out of Mitzrayim. It says in the Haggadah that he took us out of Mitzrayim. What are you asking if he exists? It says in the Haggadah." He took us b'chayzik yad. He took us out from Mitzrayim. He's asking a kasha. And he looks at him, what's a kasha? He's asking me all night with these questions. It says, not God. It says, not God. That God took us out of Mitzrayim. He's asking me, how do I know that God exists? So then who took us out of Mitzrayim? It says, not God. That God took us out of Mitzrayim. That was the answer. And they, you know, they're very respectful. They say, oh, of course. Thank you. My father wasn't saying it to make chayzik. He was like, he doesn't. So he's asking kashas. What's the matter with you? It says in the Haggadah, chayzik yaratzion Hashem Mitzrayim. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking about? Is the Rabbi Yishlom took us out of Mitzrayim? What are we doing here? Took us out of Mitzrayim. That was one thing that he said. I remember there was another kasha later on that when we were eating the Shulchan Aruch, and he said. He starts to talk about this. One of the guys starts to talk about it. He was in India and he was in Scandinavia. This guy was all over the world. And my father asked him, why are you going around all over like that? So he said, I'm trying to find myself. I told you this one. He said, I'm trying to find myself. So my father said, you're right here. What do you mean you're finding yourself? You're right here. I'm looking at you. What are you finding yourself? But there's a certain tmimus that of Jews that we became very, very big chachamim, kolon chachamim nevayim, that we became this tmimus. I grew up surrounded by people like this, but this tmimus that it's not easy to find, this tmimus. It's very, very yakar. It's very dear. It's very beautiful when you see such a tmimus. It's hard to come by. Chayzik gadi, shalom aleichem mitzrayim, beis avodim tassis das. That's it. On the bottom, Hamtana Matana. Well, let's skip a little bit. That's a little bit similar to one that we did before, so let's skip a little bit. If you have time, I'll go back. Let's look on the bottom of the next page, Dayenu, where it says, Soid Hayestapkus Bemuad. This also goes back a little bit to the Karpas. Dayenu. Kate said, Efshel Esmoch Bechela Kotten Veshuli Mehasholim. How can I be happy with a little part of the whole thing? And how could I ignore all this, the steps that I still have to climb, all the shlavim, all the stages and that I still need to, I have so much more to go in my life. How can I say dayenu? Dayenu is maspik, dayenu, enough. Haderach ha'ravachas ba'olam la'harachas ha'slocha ma'amida b'merkas Hamadadim is Hashlam is Hamasim. This goes back to what we were learning before. That in the world, the way of measuring success is only the completion of the mission, of the job. When I held kvutzas gedolos al nashim, Reb Lila's balbel, we pratim or mechashbainis shulayim, or bilti medidim. And this is a very, very simple and straightforward way of measuring success, especially with larger groups of people, a large group of children, a class, and so on, a population. It's to measure things by the success. Gigon ha-mahamatz oiso hishkiyu ha-pratim, rishon oseim ha-toivim ha-slucheseim ha-chalkiyos. On the other hand, it's very, very hard to, when it comes to the individual, because each individual is so different from the other one. And there are partial successes. And what about the good ritzainis that the person has, even though it didn't work out, like we were talking about before? And the partial successes. So those are very hard to measure. How do you measure? How do you observe and measure and partial success? How much, you know, l'fum tzara agra, how much agmas nefesh? These are much harder things to measure. Derech harocha mutar izu kavsha begasus es oilam. However, this very broad and general way of measuring success by the completion of the job has taken over the world, has conquered the world. Chodra gamet l'olamenu ha-pnimi, and it's even crept into the inner lives of us, of Jews. V'hofchel l'mar b'hatzar lios ha-derech bo'nu ma'irichim ma'chshivim ma'satzmeinu. Unfortunately, it's the way that it's become the way that we evaluate ourselves, whether we finished what we set out to accomplish. Kach gadanu mi'bli latzor v'livchanim derezu nechona. Therefore, somebody, at some point early in our lives, defined what the goal is, what perfection is, and we just go towards that, and we work towards that. Mibli latzor, without stopping, v'livchanim derech zu nechona. Is this path bechlal right? Where am I going? Is this right? Kasha onu misalmim yishar darchi harocha hevsharius, u'marichim esatzmen al pimadad hashlamas ha-mesima. And we've come to evaluate and measure ourselves completely by whether or not we've accomplished what somebody else told us is the tachlis of my life. Gam even though I am watching myself getting destroyed by this shleimus that was set up for me, is destroying me, and is bringing me mamish to a place of terrible, terrible yeyush. I was talking to somebody yesterday whose parents all of his life told him he's going to be a doctor, and he just went along with that. His father is a doctor, the mother's not. But all of his life he was told this, and he's a very bright guy, and they're preparing him to be a doctor. And he was crying to me yesterday, and he said, I really never thought about it. I was afraid to think about it. I don't want to do that. He's graduated, and he was accepted to medical school. It's not like a person that wasn't accepted that came to that maskana. That's not such a big chachma. I also decided I won't go to medical school. That's not a chachma. No, he was accepted to very chashuv medical school. He said, I don't want to do that. I have no cheshek in that. I don't want to do it. I just didn't want to hurt my father. I didn't want to hurt my father. I didn't want to disappoint my father. And ever since I'm a little kid, he's saying this business. I'm keeping going. And I don't want to do that. And I think I'm going to be miserable. It's like maybe I'll be able to be successful. He's very smart, but I don't want to do that. And he's like filled with a feeling of mamash of yayush, that I took all these courses and I took this, and my father and I got accepted, and what am I going to tell my father? I'm not going, and what else am I going to do? It's terrible. So what's dayenu? Dayenu is a derech hestaklus achlufis. Dayenu is a way of life. It's a different way of thinking. Going back to what we learned with the karpas, dayenu is a way of life where a person is not fixated on getting to the end zone and on measuring success by completing the course, whatever it might be. This derech of dayenu values the effort that a person makes, even if it didn't succeed. And this way teaches us that kol hiskadmus, that any progress that a person, any steps that a person takes going forward, is hatzlocha gedola. Even katana kol kihosti, even if it's small, kicholshin is amik b'derzu. When a person thinks deeply about this, min is akish and it becomes strong and stubborn. That we shouldn't evaluate ourselves acheres in a different way. We'll be able to magal the toiv in our accomplishments in this world. Novin mahi hatzlocha amitis, will understand what really is hatzlocha. What's true hatzlocha? The lamed keitzer lichyos gam b'mahalach haderech, and we'll learn to be happy along the journey, not just I'll be happy when I get to that place. I'll be happy when I land that job. When I reach that goal, then I'll be happy. We'll be able to be happy along the way. Without tolus by shlomos amesima, without our happiness depending upon getting to the ultimate goal. When the shamish merim lachem, we can teach others. She evakshalum akeitzalatz hitzlachnu. The gam im natzliach lahachnis havanazul lechayenu. And if we're able to begin to think this way even a little bit, v'lum ma'at dayenu. That's already dayenu. The next one. Now let's do the last two. Okay. Shir Yaldusi. It's chaval. You read them on your own. You don't need me. We're just doing it together because it's easier when we do it together. Shir Yaldusi. So now we're talking about the Tzofon, about the Afikomen. So now we're looking for the Afikomen. We're going to find the Afikomen. Whatever the meaning is for the father to find it, or for the kids to find it. Now it's Tzofon. Mamis Amelis Chatichas Afikomen. What is it that this piece of the Afikomen mean? What does this mean? Ashahoy said Sfunu Mustar. So we learned the Mahalach before. This hidden Afikomen. Mamla Medisosano Haderach Bachazra Elashulcha. And what is it teaching us, the way that the Afikomen that was missing and it returned, it's back at the table. Hachaim Lalo Hadrach Nechona. When a person lives his life without proper hadracha, garmim la'odam la'hafnim es ha'machshav ha'mutayis ke'ein dov enorm la'hi kashel. A person who does not have proper hadracha grows up and spends his life with this thought, ein dov enorm la'hi kashel. There's nothing worse than failure. Kvar begil mugdam, already from an early age, hevanu shekedai lo l'nasos dvarim sheyesh chshash. We were taught from an early age, don't try something if there's the slightest chashash that it's not going to work. You know, I work out a couple of times a week with a terrific guy, and I'm learning so much, not just moving a little bit, but I'm learning so much because there's this whole new mahalach that he's working with where There's an Israeli guy, a Yid, that some world, I forgot his name right now, he's world famous, that instead of the regular calisthenics and regular exercises, he has this mahalach that for adults to do things that are fun and to like with games. So they're doing all these different things with tennis balls and juggling and all kinds of funny things, mamish funny things. And from the beginning, you know, he said to me, Rabbi, this is what you're going to do now. And I said, I can't do that. I can juggle two balls. I can juggle three. I've done that. But I can't do four, and not while I'm walking backwards or while I'm running across. I can't do that. And he just laughs and he says, see, children don't think like that at all. At some point along the way, we became afraid that we were going to fail, that we weren't going to succeed. And we couldn't bear that, the thought of not succeeding. And he said, forget about that. It doesn't make a difference. You can drop all the balls. Let's go. And this is what we do all the time. And all of the exercise, just let's go. And it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable thing. Just be like a little kid. Stop thinking about it. Stop saying that. I can't. It's not going to work. So what happens? So you drop it. Let's go. And this is something that from the time that we're little, It's sucking out the simcha of our lives and our ability to really accomplish what we could accomplish. We learned from the very beginning, don't try things if we're going to fail. It could be an angry look from a father. Or the eye from a teacher. Nisayon koshel, or I tried something and it didn't work. El mul kahal, in front of people, especially if it happened in front of people, that you mess something up. Kol eila v'oid havchos ron lezakeinu. All of these things have made us into old people. Umukuboim, and was set, was stuck, was stale. Or betchilas chayin, from the beginning of our lives, we become stuck in a certain way of looking at things. Choshishim la'atzitz michutz la'arba amos, and we're afraid to look out outside of our dalet amos. Im naskil l'mayt keitz l'shtach mipachin et kisholon. If we would only learn to free ourselves from the fear of failure, as I niya chavshim be'emes l'shadish, then we'd be'emes be free for ischadishes. Achadish is elachem. We'd be free for ischadishes to try new things, to different and to ischadishes. There's an older guy here in the shul that had this conversation with him years ago. When the conversation came up that he never learned any Gemara, I said, "Why don't you learn Gemara?" He says, "I wasn't good at it." I said, "How long are you talking about?" It comes out like 60 years ago. You know, he wasn't good at Gemara, so every time he's the words of Gemara, he runs the other way. I see there are many, many chavrim who wasn't good in Gemara, but it's the most wonderful thing in the world. But he can't because he failed and he wasn't good at it. So, Gemara. We have to be free of that. L'schadish, l'ha'ayiz, to have azas, to have courage. V'las says, l'lot lus betotzos, not to think about whether I'm going to catch the ball, or I'm going to drop the ball, how funny it's going to look. L'chias is chayenu shalom, to live our lives. Alena lilmaid keitzad lihishar yiladim, we have to learn how to remain children. Chavshiyim micharod, as hakirshon kids are free from that fear that it's not gonna work out. Muchanim la'olam l'nasu shayin, kids are always ready to try again. Misalmim mehakoylus hapnimim v'achitzonim, and they don't pay any attention. Mehakoylus hapnimim v'achitzonim, from the voice inside or outside. Hamasapim loherf, that are always continuously saying bibikoros ha'asonis, in a very destructive and critical way. Ala achzavah nora shagaram, because we've caused this some kind of terrible disappointment. Therefore, the children bring the afikomen. Hamasama, what does that mean? The children retrieving the lost part of our lives. The children find what we lost, and they bring it back to us. Kids bring that back to us. The children bring us back to that place. The ability to start again and not to be afraid and not to be worried about how it looks or what people will say. The Cholim of Akshim, what says from Mitzrayim, to anybody who wants to get out of Mitzrayim, the children bring that back to us, the ability to get out of Mitzrayim. Hayiladim shadayin chavshiyim, children who are free, feel free lenasos, to try things, v'lasos l'tlus b'totzos, without saying, I can't because the statistics show that I'm not going to be much left. They don't care, they never read the statistics, they don't care about statistics. Melamdim osonim b'kach shir yakar, the children teach us a very special shir. Im onu reitzim latzes mehagolos, if we really, really want to leave Golus, if Bemis we mean it, that we want to leave Golus, then we have to try. Even though it could be that we won't be Matzliach. Just, it'll take, I know I'm going over time, just take 2 minutes to read the last thing on the back, because this takes a second, it's not a Torah. It's a dream of Rebbe Nosson's. And here's when we bring the Rebbe and the Talmud back together, just to end this way. It's chaval that we didn't do all of, but we were able to do most of it at least. V'chalomai roi Rabbi Nosson es atzmo. Rabbi Nosson had a dream. He told of a dream that he had, and he saw himself oyle besulam. He saw himself climbing a ladder. V'nihu machlik mimenu v'noifel arus. And he saw himself in his dream climbing the ladder and falling down, slipping, and landing on the ground. Lachas shakam v'es oishas mehachavata. After he, in the dream, he saw himself. He got up and he recuperated from the fall, the hurt. Huminairis begodav, he shakes his clothing a little bit. Mizboinin besulam, he looks at the ladder. In the dream, he saw himself going back on the ladder to climb. Hu oyle b'mamatz rav, with tremendous effort, he rises. He ascends. Kimat ad seifer shall assum, almost to the top of the ladder. And he shuv noifel v'nechba be'aretz b'chavata aza, and he fell down with a big clap. He fell down with a big clap all the way down the ladder, becoming much more than the chavata rishon, than the first clap. Shuv from his throne, but still he got up a little bit. Misyashav al haaretz, and he sat on the floor in his dream. This is Rabbi Nosson's dream. He sat on the floor. Mishtar hayim yimtza eipam es akarach. He was thinking while he was sitting on the floor next to the ladder. Hayim yimtza eipam es akarach lalus besulam pam nesefes. Am I ever going to have the strength to give it another shot to go up the ladder? That's so far in his dream. And then what happened in the dream? Then all of a sudden in his dream he saw a young Rebbe, Panim Hi'iros, with shining face. V'aymelo, and this young mysterious Rebbe said to him, Tapes Pam Lesefis, grab hold again. Achapam hachazek is asmach ha'heitev. But this time, be mechazik yourself, hold on tight and be mechazik yourself, heitev, heitev. His oy Rebbe, that was the dream. His oy Rebbe Nosson, his shtoymim was with his spilus, and he had the musam of floor, she his galsaloi. Rebbe Nosson woke up from the dream with great spilus, wonderment and excitement about this mysterious, wondrous tzaddik or Rebbe that he saw in the dream. Who with a few words just said to him, Achapam, hachazek etzatzmach ha'heta, this time, hold on strong, be strong, hold on tight, that with a few words was able to bring him in his dream out from a place of yayush. With a taz by tikva, to plant within him hope, v'emuna and faith, l'nasle shuv, to try again to climb the ladder, l'armos hakol, despite everything. That was before he ever met Rabbi Nachman. L'achazman, time passed, in his galiloi, and when he met Rabbi Nachman, it became, he saw ki dmus mister zos, that the person that he had seen in the dream, haysad musu sharabalazin, was Rabbi Nachman Mibrasa. That was the, he met Rabbi Nachman, and that was the same, that was the person that he saw in his dream. Hachzeik, hachzeik. Hold on tight, be strong, and even if you fell and you hurt yourself, get up and climb up the ladder, will be okay. And that was the Rabbi Nachman that he saw in the dream. That's the Rabbi Nachman of our dreams. Hashem is Baruch should help us that we should be able to, we should be able to come into Parshas Achayis with his chadshes, to work hard to clean out the chametz, and to leave behind all of the silly, all the silly pshatlam and pshatlach of how we define hatzlach and what's, and to be just toiv, to do good, and not to expect to see all the results of our good right now or even in our lifetimes, but just to know that at the end, there's a big afikaiman. And to appreciate and to love the children, that while we're in this world, they bring us the afikaiman, and they remind us that it's never too late to be children again, to be mischadish. Chag kosher sameach. Make it whole.